Hello, is Michael Bolsania there?
Yes, this is Michael.
Good evening, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything, we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
62.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And would you say you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Approve.
And would you say you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is improving K-12 education.
7.
Thank you. Then we have protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
6.
And then we have addressing immigration and border security.
8.
Then we have lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you. Then we have banning TikTok.
3.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
8.
Then we have banning assault weapons.
9.
And protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
And the last one on the list is combating climate change and protecting the environment.
8.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Yes.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one on the list is Elon Musk.
20.
There we have TikTok.
50.
Is that 50 or 60?
50. 50.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
90.
Meta slash Facebook.
60.
Democrats in Congress.
80.
Republicans in Congress.
10.
Donald Trump.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
40.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
And Mike Johnson.
2.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, just let me know.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president, if you can, in a few words?
He's saving democracy.
Democracy. Thank you. And changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society or more of a threat?
Benefit.
And would you say it is somewhat more of a benefit or much more of a benefit?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
More regulated.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Instagram, Google, YouTube, video games, Facebook or Meta, X, formerly known as Twitter, or TikTok?
TikTok.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? YouTube?
Once a week.
So would that be multiple times a week?
Multiple times a week.
Okay, thank you. And what about Instagram?
Multiple times a week.
TikTok?
Never.
And then we have Facebook?
Multiple times a week.
And X, formerly Twitter?
Never.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is, X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Then we have, X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Strongly disagree.
Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
And Meta plays a positive role in society.
Agree. Slightly agree. And or somewhat.
Somewhat agree.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
And what you heard about it, would you say is a lot or just a little?
Just a little.
Thank you. And next, I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support.
And would you say you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
More.
And is that somewhat more likely to vote for or much more likely to vote for?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. This is the last section. All right. Now, what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? What you say is they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They are playing politics. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok, or they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security.
The first one about China.
About China, thank you. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, yes or no?
Yes.
Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
National Evening Network, TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC?
No.
Music and entertainment sites?
No.
Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC?
Yes.
Print newspapers or magazines?
No.
YouTube?
No.
Talk or news radio?
No.
News websites or apps?
Yes.
And local TV news?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.